This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
On Joy.
Dude, with Tom and Mikey, we are back from our holiday. Tom's just struggling to get his headphones on. You're right, Tom?
Well, you never told me I had... You know, I like a countdown.
I normally count down from five. I don't know what more I need to give you.
Yeah, I always look at you as Molly Meldrum. You know, you're a creepy old man in a hat. Well, a creepy young man in a hat.
Thanks, Tom. Great way to start the morning. You know what? I've got a lot of guilt this morning.
Why?
I fair-evaded. And it wasn't intentionally.
This morning?
Yeah.
No. If you get the train before 6:45, the trip is free.
Is that a thing or is that just a you thing?
Well, I'm pretty sure that's a real thing.
Really?
Yeah, it's to keep people off the trains during peak hour to get you on quicker. So you technically weren't fair evading, but it looks better when he panics, doesn't it?
Feel guilty, Tom.
Well, you should, and you're going to be punished later. After 8 o'clock, send us through what we will punish Mikey with.
We've got a very good morning this one, a wholesome morning. Normally we have a lot of penis talk, but we're being mature adults now, Thomas.
Well, we're getting lots of penis talk between segments, but they're things we can't share. Mikey's just been on a cruise, and let me tell you, the love boat was out on sailing.
We're not talking about that. We are talking about pollution, how much it is affecting Australia, Australia's sentiment towards it. Tom's got birds. You got a lot of animal stories this morning, Tom.
You know what? Being away, I realised how much I miss my dogs. My children, I couldn't have cared less. I wish, thank God, they couldn't contact me for 2 weeks. But I really miss my dogs.
David Attenborough has recently just fired shots at Australia.
I couldn't imagine him carrying a gun. What do you mean?
That's youth talk for you. Sorry. He proclaimed quite significantly that he was mad at Australia.
Oh, good.
Because our political figures aren't taking climate change.
We don't have political figures. We have a group of white middle-aged men who are overpaid, who sit in Canberra and touch each other up under the table. I don't know what else they do. They're not running the country.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, there you go. You've got the scoop. White men are touching each other in Canberra. Thank you so much for that. Tom, let's
have
go
you
to
ever
the
been
next
to Canberra?
Song. No, why would I want to go to Canberra? What's there?
Because there's a lot of old white men that are happy to touch you up under the table, let me tell you.
Stop. We're talking about pollution. It's supposed to be very serious. He was talking about how we don't take our climate change matters seriously at all.
No, we have climate deniers in this country.
We do.
Climate deniers. You know what the worst thing is? Years and years ago, we called it global warming.
Yes.
We had to stop saying that. It's called climate change. Some places were warm, others were cold. It's going to have our weather's up and down. We made a mistake by calling it global warming. So every time we have a cold day, all the deniers come and go, see?
Yeah. It's true. Science does change a lot and people, they can't get over the stigma around what global warming was.
So what did Sir David say?
Well, his biggest to-do was that the Great Barrier Reef he went to about 30 years ago and he adored it. And then he went back 10 years ago and it was completely whitewashed because the acidity in the water had risen so much due to the warming waters or the rising water, something like that.
Well, a lot of it has to do with the pollution that's coming off our land from the farmers and things like that, and high phosphate runs into our rivers, then runs out onto our barrier reef.
I'm glad you mentioned the pollution that's running off because there was this big thing about the Australian bite. Did you hear about that?
An Australian bite. That's down below, isn't it?
Yeah, so that was in the south of Australia where they're mining for oil. And it was a big kick up because if they mine for oil and there's an oil spill, that's going to ruin our entire south coast. Like all the surf there, all the wildlife, completely ruined. Reason why this is so concerning is because last year alone, in 2018, there was 116,000 tons of oil spilt into our oceans. Isn't that insane?
It is terrible. Especially down there, Great Australian Bight, we've got Kangaroo Island, who's probably one of our most protected areas that has the least amount of chemicals and pollution. It'd be terrible to wipe out that part of the ocean.
It's shocking. And their plans to deal with how they work with the spill, there's this thing that's called a capping stack. But they don't keep the capping stack, the thing that could solve the whole issue. They don't keep it on site with them. It's 15 days away. So that's 15 days of oil spillage that this is going to go straight to the ocean before they'll even begin to remedy the issue.
Time to change, isn't it? Look, I've just come back from Thailand, and you go swimming in the beaches and you should see the plastic and the rubbish. Like, you've got to get out past it. And all the Aussies are going, oh, it's terrible what they do to their oceans. I try to explain to them, do you realise that that pollution is coming to us? We're going to cop it one day. This is all coming from up the top of Asia, China. Yeah. Philippines is very bad of plastic. It'll end up in our Australian stores. Give it another 2 years. It's coming.
What a scary thought that is, Tom.
Can you imagine when you go surfing out there and you'll be swimming with some little plastic bottle?
Yeah. Well, I saw in the news that the seagulls are carrying E. coli lately around Melbourne.
So what is an E. coli?
It's some sort of disease. It's not great. It can give you like urethra infections or something. Is that right?
Well, listen, if you're
urinary tract infections.
Well, if you're doing that with a bird, you should be arrested. I'm just telling you that. That gets you arrested. We have the RSPCA in later. Oh, that's right, because we were talking about seagulls. I am obsessed because I know you're a bit of a, you know, show pony. You're like a bit of a peacock.
Where did that come from?
Well, you're an exotic little bird, aren't you? Always
kind of nicer. Peacock, all right. No,
well,
go for it.
They have found this brand new bird. Well, they thought they did. There was these people driving down the English Highway and they saw this flightless, large, orange bird. And they said, oh, we've never seen that bird before. So they rang up the wildlife department, basically explained it looked like a Cheeto, you know, like...
Twisty or something.
Yeah, twisty type of thing. So they got very excited. So, you know, these animal people think, well, you know, escaped birds come out of a zoo. Maybe someone's an illegal poacher, could have flown from the Amazon. Who knew? Well, they turned up and it turned out it wasn't an exotic bird.
What a shame.
It was a seagull that had fell into a vat of basically turmeric or like, what do you call that, curry. So it was covered in curry powder so it couldn't fly.
Wow.
But it's all okay. They got to take the bird home. They washed it all off. So now the poor seagull's got to do. But I was thinking of names. Do you think they called it like Vindaloo, like Vinny? Come here, Vindaloo.
How was that the first thing that pops into your mind?
Well, do you know, it wasn't the first thing that popped into my mind. The first thing was thought, if I only had a deep fryer, I could have, you know, that's like a Vindaloo chicken.
We've just talked about how the seagulls have E. coli in them and you want to go and eat them for chicken dinner.
Yeah, but if you cook it well, I've just spent 2 weeks in Thailand. I'm telling you, I ate off all the streets. And you just say to the man, burn the hell out of it. It kills all the germs. When we went away, like, I miss my dogs so much. I didn't realise. And I get home, we tried to get into the house, and the dogs went ballistic. Our little white one, she was screaming that bad that the neighbours thought she was in pain. Like this squeal is like if someone had hit her. Couldn't get her to stop. As I picked it up, of course, she peed all over me. And it's like, oh, aww, thank you. Like, they went ballistic. But have you seen, there's a dog on the internet, and I think, Andy, I'll get you to put the picture up. It's so cute. He got so scared. Every time he gets nervous, he basically faints.
Oh.
Yeah. So there's this whole thing. It's called fainting goat syndrome. Now, when I was telling you
but
about this...
But it's a dog.
Yesterday.
Wait, it's a dog.
No, see, goats have this thing that they get really excited and they go all stiff and then they just fall over and collapse. So if you try to chase a flock of goats, you'll find a few of them will faint.
No way.
So it's quite common. So they say this... So this poor dog has this disorder and it's called, I don't know, some crazy vet name, but it's basically fainting dog. So this ducks came at this dog. He got so nervous, he goes all stiff and faints.
That's so sad.
Why is that sad?
Because the poor little puppy got so scared.
Well, so it really happens to goats. But did you know what I want to tell you? It's rare in dogs, but humans can also suffer the condition.
I reckon the amount of guys you chase after, I reckon they'd be scared and perhaps they're all stiff as well.
Well, look, I was more worried about you, Mikey, because there is a lesson in this. You don't want to come home. You don't want Mama DJ to come home early and you'll, you know, get all scared and next minute you go all stiff and faint.
Hey, Tom. Yes, get to the water cooler. It's the water cooler time. I'm losing my marbles. A Florida woman has been arrested and charged, caught on an ice cream store's CCTV, picking her nose and urinating into the ice cream machine.
Well, I can understand that. Ben and Jerry's must be starting to struggle coming up with new flavours. I'd probably eat it.
Reactions were mixed this week when it was announced the newest live-action Disney's princess, Ariel, from The Little Mermaid, would be played by African-American actress Halle Bailey. Her differing appearance from the original cartoon has fans hashtagging, not my Ariel.
Oh, well, that is true because mermaids are from Greek mythology, so I'm going to say it should be played by Effie. Hello, good, thanks. You know.
British TV host Lizzie Cundy, that's the last name, revealed this week when news broke that her good friend Meghan Markle was romantically involved with Prince Harry, she got back a text confirmation stating, what a catch.
Well, hang on, wait a minute. How many dates did it take for this genius to figure out a multimillionaire, an heir to a throne, is a catch?
All that money was here, Tom. All that money.
Gwyneth Paltrow has been shaded to Sebastian Stan's 3.9 million Instagram followers after he revealed the actress introduced herself to her multi-movie co-star for the third time at a recent charity event. Paltrow, who plays Pepper Potts in Marvel's Avengers films, just can't seem to recall working with Stan and plays Captain America, who plays Captain America's best mate, Bucky Barnes.
Well, you know what? I can believe that because, you know, her Goop, which is the name of her company, it's actually Latin for I've got a memory like a goldfish. Goop,
Goop. Who remembers a co-star anyways? Emma Ruciano admitted this week that she self-sabotaged her own radio career last year after taking some big ego hits when Ed Cavalier and Grant Denyer were introduced to her show.
I think I might have to give Emma a call. I've been working with you for 5 months trying to get fired and I haven't yet.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.